Kyle.
Lincoln.
Krazo.
Really? Thanks. That was a terrible Paul Heyman.
How's that bad? That's not a bad Paul.
That's pretty bad Paul Heyman.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, what do we fucking watch?
We just watched Royal Rumble. The kickoff to the road to WrestleMania.
So, man, I was going to do it again, but it fucked up. All right, hold on real fast. I got to stone cold it. All right, so how was Royal Rumble?
You know, Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
It was okay.
All right. Before we talk about Royal Rumble, I want to talk about a bet that me and Kyle did. What we decided to do was assign random numbers with a random number generator.
Yep.
And the wrestler that number, that's our dude. Our
yep.
Dude. So
and if that dude won the Rumble, the loser had to buy what?
The loser has to buy an Eva Marie stand-up from the WWE shop. And not only do they have to buy it, but they have to have it when WrestleMania is going on the couch while we watch it, have pictures taken with it, just, you know, it'll be an all-day affair during WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, the entire WrestleMania.
So, we assign numbers. Our first numbers...
Yeah, don't say the numbers. Don't gotta leave them hanging. We don't want them to know who won yet.
All right, okay. But just...
One of us did win. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay, let's just talk about the Rumble. All
right, kickoff show. Had one of the worst matches.
Who the fuck cares about these guys?
Because it's so bad, we have to talk about it. It was a fatal four-way tag match, and the winners of the tag match entered the Rumble. So we had the Dudley Boys versus the Ascension. These are tag teams, right? Versus Damian Sandow and Darren Young, because Titus O'Neil somehow was already in the Rumble.
Whatever.
And then Mark Henry and Jack Swagger.
Wonder who's going to win.
Yeah, I don't know. It's if one of these guys is talking about how this would be his last Rumble.
Wow, you know, it's just...
Yeah, Mark Henry and Jack Swagger win.
Holy fuck.
And spoiler, they get eliminated fucking immediately. Both of them get thrown out as soon as they enter the goddamn ring.
Which I'm so happy that happened to Jack Swagger, because I don't like Jack Swagger.
Mark Henry, I mean, you're going to build up all this emotional shit with him. At least let him stand for 2 minutes.
True. I figured, you know, after we knew that Mark Henry was going to be in it, I figured he was going to be one of the early, like, teens.
Yeah, he was one of the Braun Strowman eliminated every big guy.
Yeah, he was just used in the plot to make Strowman look big.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But we'll get to the Rumble.
Yeah.
We'll decide by the time we get there if we're going to go down every entrant. Probably not.
You know, we'll talk about
it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
The first match was the last man standing match for the Intercontinental title.
Dean Ambrose. Kevin Owens.
Fight Owens, fight.
It was actually pretty spectacular. I really, really enjoyed it.
It was a damn good match, yeah. So there's some cool spots in the match. It was very high-paced. A lot of chairs.
There wasn't a lot of stopping in the match. I really did enjoy that.
Yeah, there's some table. Kevin Owens finally did some of his moves again.
Thank God.
They let him wrestle.
See, that was the thing that I've been kind of scared recently, is that his moveset has kind of been toned down a bit.
Way down, yeah.
I mean, all he's been doing is just, like, pop-up power bombs.
That's about it.
That's pretty much it.
He hasn't been doing the moonsaults, and he does the rolling thing in the corner. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done his cool reverse suplex, which he did in this. There was one spot, though, at the end of the match where we thought, holy... Well, before that, they immediately broke the fucking barricade.
Oh, that was great.
Which, by the next match, they fixed it. Which I was like, why would they bother fixing it? But whatever. They had set two tables outside, stacked on top of each other. And Kevin Owens had set up all the chairs and put Daniel Bryan. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Dean Ambrose on it. I was like, holy shit. He was setting up to moonsault through these fucking chairs.
I was like, there's no fucking way that he's going to do this.
Instead, Ambrose pushed him off. He went through the two tables. It looked great.
It was really good because that you could fuck that up real hard.
The tables didn't move. I mean, he went clean through both of them. Looked awesome. Kevin Owens lost. My favorite spot, though, was the chair scarf, as I called it. I don't know why they took so long for this spot.
Well,
Ambrose threw a chair at Owens. It stuck on his head. And then they waited 40 seconds before Ambrose did the move. So Kevin Owens is stumbling around and walking around with a chair around his neck like a fucking idiot.
I will defend the chair scarf a little bit because I thought it was humorous. However, I wish that Dean Ambrose would have, like, kicked it more or do something that looked painful.
It was silly. It was silly looking.
I don't know. It was Kevin Owens with the little baby bib.
This was probably the best match of the night, though.
Yeah, I would say so. It was really good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list. This was definitely the best match of the night. Diva's match was pretty good, even though we have a lot to complain about with that match.
No, yeah, I mean, Ambrose and Owens work very well together. I really enjoy their little feud that they had going.
Yeah.
And I hope that they continue
doing I'd like to see where they both go from here.
Mm-hmm.
They set up a lot of feuds for Kevin Owens if he wants them.
I was going to say, he's just at the point where he's just going to fight everybody.
Yeah, just like, fight Owens fight.
Yeah, exactly.
It was good, though. Like, I want to see who fights Ambrose. They didn't really set up anything for him.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's in still fighting Kevin Owens. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, Ambrose, from here on out, it's really up in the air on what they're going to do with him, I think. Because Ambrose is... I don't know what it is about him that they still can't really... Like, he has the belt, which is great.
But without that belt...
Yeah, what...
He's nothing, really. And I love him.
Yeah, like, fans love him.
But they just haven't given him any arc. No personality.
You know, because every time that they start an arc, then they have to pair him with Roman Reigns, because Roman
Reigns... They've kind of already... I mean, they don't call him the Lunatic Fringe anymore.
No, I think they called him the Lunatic Fringe tonight, yeah.
But he doesn't do anything crazy.
Well, he bit Kevin Owens, and then he bit another person that we'll talk about later. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
The best part, though, is when he throws Kevin Owens over the announce table, and Kevin Owens is, like, feeling around to get up and just keeps smacking Michael Cole in the face. And so then Ambrose throws Michael Cole's phone at him.
Michael Cole's getting
And then
shit rocked.
Kevin Owens, like, flips Cole's laptop over.
Yep.
Don't know why. It's fucking hilarious, though.
As long as they can... I mean, it's Michael Cole. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. I hate the announce team. I hate them all.
Oh, yeah, your reaction when you figured out...
Oh, God,
your buddy
Byron Saxton?
Oh, your buddy Byron Saxton was on there.
He's so fucking... Has Byron Saxton... Has he ever watched wrestling? He was a wrestler at one point, I think.
Yeah, fairly certain he was, yeah.
He's shit on the mic. When you make me long for fucking Jerry Lawler, who's also shit... Oh, they're all shit. The best part is when The Miz got on commentary for a few minutes. It was great.
Miz-ney-land.
He was funny. He was good. Oh, God.
So the next match was the tag team match.
Yep. The Usos. The best tag team of the year, was it?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
The Usos get worse. They wrestle like they've been wrestling for 40 years.
In a bad way.
And they're wearing, like, their dad's pajamas. I don't know what the... I hate the Usos.
I'm sure that there are some of you listening that like the Usos.
Please tell us why.
Please. I don't get it. They're just boring.
They're
Whatever.
So boring and sloppy.
But the New Day comes out and everything's better in the world.
Oh, God, because Francesca, the trombone, got destroyed.
It was heartbreaking loss.
And so they had a moment of silence. Then out of nowhere, quietly from the back, you hear the trombone. Xavier Woods comes out with Francesca, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. And Cat Guy's sign.
Do you want to explain Cat Guy's sign? Okay, so Cat Guy, if you're a new listener, Let me explain Cat Guy to you. So you know how there's like Sign Guy and there's other people
who move seats.
Yeah, Sign Guy moves. I don't know why he moves seats. Maybe he was getting a shitty view. I don't know. So in the audience, you know, there are people that are regulars to these pay-per-views that you can kind of point out and remember them. Case in point, Sign Guy being the most noticeable.
Most people know who that is.
So there's this guy that we've been following pretty much all year. He's been in every single pay-per-view, hasn't he?
Ever since we caught glimpse of him, yes.
So he, because we've never gone back and tried to find him again.
No.
But it's this guy, he has long hair, and he's with who we are guessing is his mom.
The first time we saw him, he was wearing a cat shirt.
Yeah, he was wearing a cat shirt, and you could see him really, really easily in the crowd, so we just called him Cat Guy. Well, we did not know that he goes to every single pay-per-view. So now we try to find Cat Guy, and we try to see what he's thinking during the match.
Who he likes, who he doesn't.
Which, we have a pretty good lore about Cat Guy now, like he's a mark.
But he likes NXT because he was rooting for the Ascension.
That's right. He was
Nobody
for the
fucking roots for the Ascension.
He loves John Cena, all the faces.
He likes the faces. And New Day.
And New Day. He does like New Day.
Because when he held up his sign, I go, they're not heels anymore.
Yeah.
they're officially faces if Cat Guy likes them.
Yeah, because like Cat Guy hates Kevin Owens.
Can't fucking stand it.
Like, John Cena versus Kevin Owens, when we saw Cat Guy, I've never seen him frown so hard.
Oh, the thumbs down. Whew. So hard.
So Cat Guy held up a sign. The sign was a Yu-Gi-Oh card called Horn of the Unicorn. Now, Horn of the Unicorn gives It's a spell attachment that gives your monster plus 700 attack. And so his sign says, I just gave New Day plus 700 attack.
It was fucking brilliant. It was like the greatest sign. We love Cat Guy more and more.
I didn't like him at first. I'm starting to like Cat Guy a lot.
He's really cool and clever. Yeah.
He's had some good signs. You know, he finally started bringing signs. He was just wearing, like, suits for a while.
I'm almost thinking when we caught him, he was new to it. Because we've seen him grow.
He has gotten more, like, actually, like, bringing signs, dressing a
little
differently.
Maybe he's realized it's not real.
Oh, yeah, true. Maybe we... I don't know. I want to find out who Cat Guy is.
We'll never know.
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
Cat Guy, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Please contact us. We'd love to call you by your real name.
Oh, my God.
We like you a lot.
So anyways, tag match. Tag match.
New Day, Usos.
Overall, I did like this match. I thought there were some really good spots. Yeah. Especially the end where Big E catches one of the... I don't remember.
Catches one of the Super Kick Twins into the big ending.
Big ending, which isn't a great finisher, but I just thought that it went very smooth. I thought it was very good.
I hate the finisher. Because Big E takes the brunt of the force.
Yeah, because he just really falls back with it.
With him on top of him.
I think the thing about it is that it's trying to do kind of like a whiplash thing. You know how he has it. But I agree. It's not a terrible move.
It really is. It's a terrible move. But whatever. Whatever.
You know, other than it was a good match, there's nothing that I can really say that was standout or spectacular about it.
Xavier Woods yelling at Michael Cole.
Which was, you know, he's been doing that a lot recently. It's great.
I love Xavier.
New Day, we can't talk about.
New Day retained the titles.
I knew they were going to.
I'm surprised they kept them on this long.
I honestly think that it's just because people like the New Day now.
But if we look at the next match, and we saw what they do with Darren Young and Titus O'Neil, are they starting to break up tag team?
True. Yeah, because the next match, Del Rio versus Kalisto.
Kalisto for the U.S. title. Where's Sin Cara in this picture?
Did Sin Cara have an injury?
It's Sin Cara, probably. they replaced Sin Cara, and he still fucks up.
Yeah.
Kalisto versus Alberto Del Rio, the most boring wrestler in the history of fucking wrestling.
With his
little prison tats on his shoulder. I hate him.
We are going to be completely honest here. We're going to be real open, because it's not fair to the listeners.
We went out and took a break in the middle of this match? Because we didn't give a fuck?
I don't know if I could have cared less about this match. I was at rock bottom care about this entire match.
I hate Del Rio.
I'm sure Kalisto did some awesome shit during the match.
Yeah, but Del Rio's so fucking boring and bland. He is, like, big move is that Enziguri thing, which I've never seen him hit properly. I just don't like him. Becky Lynch puts on an armbar better than you, Del Rio.
Poor Del Rio.
Get back fucking Rodriguez.
True.
I mean, Get him back. Get back Ricardo. Because he's what many people care about, Del Rio.
Yeah, Kalisto won, which I called that he was going to win.
Yep, Kalisto is the new champ. Hopefully he'll hold it more than a day.
I will say, I was pretty spot on with my predictions for the regular matches.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get into spot on with predictions when we get in the Rumble. When I got more and more angry as I was able to predict so much shit in the Rumble. I predicted Brock Lesnar's entry.
Oh, yeah, you did. Like, on the money. Well, I predicted Bray Wyatt's as well.
And of course, we'll get to it. We all predicted number 30, and we all predicted the winner.
So, the only thing that is really good about the Kalisto and Del Rio is that Kalisto did win, has the belt. I think Kalisto's good. I really, really do.
He reminds me a lot of Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. I've been, you know, at first, I wasn't a fan of kind of the lucha-style wrestling, but now I get it more. Because I think the main problem is that I would give shit about the Lucha Dragons Boshi all the time, which most of the time deserve.
Yeah.
A lot of times, though, if you look back, it's not entirely their fault that they're botching, because the other people are unable.
That's the problem with movesets like that, though, is the other people have to be able to make them look good for you.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do when you don't wrestle that style. That's my problem with Kalisto. I like him, but he can't fight Kevin Owens.
I would like Kalisto to fight Neville. Oh. I honestly think that could be good.
It'll happen.
I think it would be good.
Because there's only so many guys you compare him with. You know, can you see Kalisto fighting Bray Wyatt and that being a good match?
Yeah.
No.
It's hard because he... I don't know, any of the, like, the Lucha stuff. Other than, like, Rey Mysterio, he was able to break through.
Yeah, but still, you watch, like, his matches with, like, Kevin Nash.
True.
They were as good as they could be. But they weren't great.
We'll see. Kalisto's a diamond in the rough.
No, he's not.
It's a diamond in the rough.
No, I like him.
I'm trying to get behind the Luchas, like, not the Lucha Dragons, but just luchadors in general. I'm trying to push them a little bit more into my heart.
Where like luchador can succeed is when they fight other luchadors.
Which is why I want to start watching Lucha Underground more, because I've heard it's very good. I think the second season is starting soon.
I've never watched any of it.
We'll have to watch it.
Okay, stop yelling.
We're going to watch it, and then we're going to watch TNA.
Fuck you. Fuck you if I'm watching.
We're going to buy a TNA pay-per-view.
I'm not spending money on TNA. Their good wrestlers are all in WWE now.
That's very true.
So, because NXT just signed Austin Aries as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him, but he can wrestle.
Nah,
and Samoa Joe and the other one, which we'll name later. Which, if you ever look at anything wrestling related ever on the internet,
then you already knew.
It wasn't a surprise and you knew.
Yeah.
But, whatever.
So, the next match.
We actually look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
We regretted that. As a Divas title match between Ric Flair and Becky Lynch. I'm sorry. Charlotte Flair. Because Lord knows she can't have her own fucking identity. Then she drug that old sack of fucking bones to the ring with her that she calls dad. I'm so sick of that son of a bitch.
Why do you hate Ric Flair so much?
All he is taking so much away from Charlotte by his presence. She is Ric Flair right now. That's hurting her a lot. We used to love her. We can't fucking stand her now. And it's not because of her character. She is no selling like crazy. And when she does, she's still Santa selling. Name one move in this match she didn't botch. She fucked up a small package. Like, royally fucked up a small package. Blows my mind.
So, yeah, there's one thing. We're going to go back later, and we're going to rewatch. I want to rewatch this match because there's one point where, because Ric Flair has to be there, of course.
Of course he does.
So Ric Flair's there, and yada, yada, yada. Becky Lynch is supposed to, like, run out of the way while Charlotte's charging to kick or something.
Becky wasn't anywhere lined up. She didn't move, and Charlotte just baseball slides Ric Flair.
Yeah, like, it. I don't know if Becky was even, it didn't look like it. It was really shitty.
Ric Flair, you know, you've been around a long time. Maybe move over behind Becky. Well, that's after he kissed her.
Yeah, I was going to talk about this next.
Don't forget the fucking Flair kiss.
So then Flair makes out with Becky outside of the ring and whatever. God damn it.
See, you see the problem with Charlotte right now? The spots in this match were all fucking Ric Flair. I hate him. I hate Ric Flair. I've never liked Ric Flair. People will fucking hang me up. I've never thought he's that good. He was a good character, but as a wrestler, there's nothing to brag about. Charlotte used to be good.
We used to really, really like Charlotte in NXT.
The best part, Charlotte wins. But best part about this match is who comes down afterwards.
Now, your prediction was going to be that you were hoping Bayley was going to come.
Well, the Royal Rumble took place in Orlando. You know all the NXT guys are there. Mm-hmm. The guys and girls are backstage. I really hope they would get that Orlando pop and Bayley would come down to Becky's aid because Charlotte was beating her up.
Yeah.
I thought, perfect. That would be a perfect thing to do.
I was thinking that it might be Paige because I was thinking that maybe they're going to start that trio again.
Yeah, I really wanted to see Bayley just to get the Bayley's pop on the fucking Royal Rumble. Just come down, save Becky, and then she goes back to NXT. Whatever. But instead, the biggest fucking pop of the night over our number three entrant in the Rumble.
Yeah, true.
She had a bigger pop with Sasha Banks.
It was great.
And holy shit, I won't lie, we kind of marked out.
Well, yeah, because we were talking while the match was going. We were talking about how, where the fuck has Sasha been?
She doesn't wrestle. They haven't done shit with her. She's probably the best one there.
What's going to happen? And then all of a sudden she comes out.
She comes out, kicks Becky.
Out of the ring. You know?
Shakes hands with Charlotte.
I was really scared that she was just going to, like, beat the shit out of Becky. Because it's like, I know you're heel, but, like,
And Charlotte had a thing, but so did her and Becky. But,
you know, she just kicked Becky out of the ring.
And she showed Charlotte what it's like to put a move on somebody. She slapped her in the bank statement, and it looked fucking amazing. It looked painful. It was glorious. And the whole time she was wooing. She was getting in Ric Flair's face and wooing. What I'm hopeful for is we'll see Sasha Charlotte Fastlane, and I really would love to see Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte at Mania in the triple threat, and give them time. I think Charlotte against these people, if you could get Ric Flair out of the fucking picture and show what she can, maybe Sasha carried her in all those matches.
It's so bizarre because, you know, we used to really like Charlotte. We used to talk about how great of a wrestler she is.
Yeah, and then she comes to the main roster and we start realizing, did her opponents make her look good?
That, or is she just lazy right now?
Because she's not.
I don't understand what's going on with her.
She looks terrible.
And Becky was great in the match.
Becky, I love her. She looked amazing. Spot on. Every move looked great. She should be holding that title. She really should.
So if you think they're going to do the triple threat at Mania, who do you think is going to win then?
Sasha.
See, that's exactly.
Unfortunately, as much as I love Becky, I just don't think she's at the level of Sasha and Charlotte.
I think that she just needs a good push.
The crowd loves her.
Yeah, I mean, because the crowd's there.
I rock my last kicker shirt. Yeah. You know, so.
We'll see. I'm hopeful for Becky. I really hope that she doesn't get bumped down to NXT, which is possible, unfortunately.
It is, and they kind of need some divas
down
there.
That's the problem with NXT right now. Like, Asuka's great. I love Asuka. I was so. Okay. We haven't even talked. No. Fucking wait.
Who eliminated Asuka in the number one contenders battle royal on NXT?
Go fuck
though?
Yourself.
Who was that?
Okay,
do you remember?
God.
Oh, yeah. Eva Marie. Eva Marie fucking eliminated her.
What I was going to say, fucking asshole, is we haven't talked about this at all. Shinsuke goddamn Nakamura.
Hasn't? It's not official.
I'm going to talk about it anyways because I don't know if there's been a time where I've gotten a boner that large.
I told you, though.
It was like the first one I've ever gotten.
I've been warning you, though, as excited as we are, Bullet Club, they're coming. Think about what you've seen from the McMahons and how they book people.
No, don't you put this fear in me.
Just
don't
think.
You do this.
Remember how big Kenta was in Japan? Look what they did to it.
I just wanted.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Calm your expectations. They could fuck him over. He could be fighting Neville.
Basically, I love New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Shinsuke Nakamura is one of my favorite wrestlers.
He'll be the newest member of the Social Outcast.
Oh, don't know. I love Nakamura. I am a huge Nakamura.
He'll be jobbing R-Truth.
Shut the fuck up. I hate you so much. But WWE has signed him, basically. See, the thing right now is that they're wondering if he's going to go straight to NXT or just straight to main roster. My guess is just straight to main roster. But
We'll see.
I hope.
Yeah.
God, I love you, Nakamura. Oh, my God.
We'll see how he does.
Regardless. We never talked about it. I just wanted to express how happy I was.
We'll see how they book him. I don't think they're going to book him well.
God, just stop putting fear. We're talking about the fucking Rumble. Let's do this.
This should explain to you how they book people.
Okay. Can we give the numbers now?
Yes.
Okay. So, originally, we were just going to do one number. Then we decided to do two numbers because the numbers that we originally got, we were like, that's not going to happen.
And that was one of our downfalls.
So,
Lincoln, what you had numbers 13 and 18.
Yes.
Which ended up being Luke Harper and Kevin Owens. And then I had numbers 8 and 30 in this 30-man Royal Rumble. Goldust and the person everyone knew was going to fucking win and be in the Rumble, Triple H. So, just to jump ahead, Lincoln will be hanging out with Eva Marie during WrestleMania. Because, shocker, Triple H won the fucking Royal Rumble. Which really pissed me off. I hate how predictable wrestling is.
See,
I really do.
Yeah, because we first had the first ones that we did was 8 and 13. So you had Goldust and I had Luke Harper.
And we're
like, no.
They're not gonna, let's just pick two more. You know. Or we picked two more before number 8 ever came out.
Yeah.
And I got 30. So, but number 3 entrant, AJ Styles, is now in WWE officially.
Which we knew that was going to happen. We just never knew when, you know, he was going to come up.
I thought he would get a bigger reaction, though.
He got a pretty big reaction.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be bigger because they're in Orlando. That's where TNA was.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. He was about the only big surprise in this.
Yeah, Triple H. If anybody is surprised with Triple H, come on.
We all knew Triple H was going to be in it. Sami Zayn was in. I figured an NXT guy would be in because, again, they're in Orlando.
You know, I really didn't think it was going to be Sami Zayn, though.
I thought Baron Corbin or Samoa Joe.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with Baron Corbin as much as I fucking hate him.
Well, I kept telling you, the thing I would have loved to have seen is Samoa Joe come in.
Oh, yeah.
And I know they never acknowledged TNA, but I would have loved to have seen AJ and Samoa Joe go at it again. That would have been glorious. I still hope they do.
Yeah.
We'll see. One of the worst spots. Because R-Truth is fucking dumb.
All right, hold on. Before you talk about this, we went on Reddit. People love this.
People loved
this segment. Why? I don't get it. It's just dumb.
It was stupid, and they could have given this spot to someone else.
They could have did Bo Dallas.
Anybody.
Anybody. Just tell them what R-Truth does.
R-Truth runs down the ring, pulls out a ladder, sets it up in the middle of the ring while Kane stares at him like a fucking idiot. He climbs the ladder, reaches up, realizes the belt's not above the ring. And then Kane throws him out. Because R-Truth is dumb. That's his gimmick now. He's a fucking idiot. Quit. Retire. If your gimmick comes down to you're a fucking idiot, retire. Why do you want this for your life? For God's sake.
God damn it. Yeah, I thought that was just dumb. I don't know. Why do people like it? I don't know.
And they did the Kofi thing. It got eliminated, and he stood on Big E's shoulders forever. We think, we don't know, because they never showed it.
Yeah, they were on the like the left side of the ring.
Because the thing that had pissed me off the most. League of Nations and Vince come down, because Reigns was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, his title's on the line.
This was around the time, I think, like Big Show
came. This is number 15. I wrote it down, because I was mad.
Okay, yeah, so it was Big Show. See, I was right.
Yeah. League of Nations pulls Reigns out under the ropes. Why? Beat the fuck out of him. Lay him out. They bring out a gurney to take him to the back. First thing that pisses me off, he refuses the gurney, walks out on his own volition. They say that's good. I'm like, no, he voluntarily just left the fucking match where his title's on the line, like a coward. Motherfucker doesn't come back until Sheamus comes in at number 29. Another thing I predicted, I said Sheamus won't even make it to the ring before Reigns attacks him, and he did. So Reigns, whose belt is on the line, the number one face in the company right now, was seen at wherever, getting cut open, hid in the back. For over half an hour. Hid in the fucking back.
Yeah, I don't understand why they had him voluntarily do it. Because if you're trying to do... Why didn't they have him get fucked up and then have to be put on the stretcher? So he's like fighting them and they're like, no, Reigns, you gotta fucking... Blah, blah.
Why can't they admit that he doesn't have enough talent or stamina to actually stay in the ring that whole fucking time?
Because he's the new Cena.
Cena would have stayed in the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Everybody that's coming in at number one and stays still in has stayed in the fucking ring. They don't go and get a goddamn sandwich in the back while other people are fighting. Piss me off so much. It still pisses me off.
We're at the point now with Roman Reigns that if he does anything, it just pisses us off.
You want people to like him.
And there was that period of time where I liked him. When he was with Ambrose.
Yeah.
And they were broing out. That was fun. That was cool.
If your belt is on the fucking line, you fight. I don't care if it takes you 10 minutes on the outside of the ring to come back to get in.
Mm.
If you can voluntarily refuse, then turn around and walk back. Hobble your ass back down to the ring. Kevin Owens hobbled to the fucking ring.
Mm-hmm.
End of the Rumble. You didn't see him bitching and...
Yeah, they could have pulled a Mick Foley. They could have put him on the gurney and have him roll off of it and run back in the ring.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't get the booking. It really bothered me.
Yeah.
It really pissed me off. And he didn't come back till 29. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What else fucking happened? Nothing. Brock eliminates all the Wyatts. They come back in. They eliminate him. Seems they're setting up Brock Bray.
Brock Bray, yeah.
Which, I like both. I just don't know how well that match is going to be.
Well, the interesting thing about this. So, you know, the Wyatts, they come in one by one. And they're just kind of ganging up on people. You know, they gang up on, like, Jericho and AJ, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so then Brock comes in. And he starts just, you know, fucking them up. So... Then when Bray Wyatt comes out, which Bray Wyatt was number 27.
Yes.
He kind of gives like a motion and they all stand up and they go in the ring and they start, you know, fucking up Brock. Long story short, they eliminate him. I guess the thing with the Brock and Bray feud is
Bray's going to get his ass kicked for 15 minutes. Yeah, like, and Brock's going to win.
Every time that he fights Brock, it's not by himself. So I understand they're trying to build. I'm glad they're pushing Bray Wyatt again.
I am too, but it is not believable that he can beat Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't know how they're going to do it without the Wyatts. You know,
I don't know. I just think it's. I think it's a shit feud for both.
Hold
of them.
On. Hold the phone. No. Okay, if this feud is going to WrestleMania. What if when they debut Sister Abigail, the actual character?
What would that do against Brock?
I don't know. He fucking, like, she
unless
gives
it's
him...
Sable. I mean...
No. Okay. Just go with me.
Bray is going to lose. He's going to lose. This
I know. I want to say that he's just going to lose, but I have to have hope.
He's going
to
lose.
But what if, like, Sister Abigail fucking comes out and he's like...
And she's going to get German suplex. And Brock Lesnar is going to win. Bray Wyatt, for one, probably hasn't won a match in 5 years at a pay-per-view.
Yeah. He has had a good Mania track record.
I mean, I just... It's dumb. Why do you keep feeding Wyatt to people to lose? Let him fucking kill Ziggler or Amber. Let him beat people.
Like, even the... We were excited for the Undertaker and Kane feud with the Wyatt family because we thought that...
Nope. Undertaker and Kane won. Oh, yeah. Kane was back. We were excited.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But Wyatt can't beat anybody, and you're going to tell me that he stands a chance against someone that has...
Rock.
It is fucking destroyed.
Oh, Lesnar.
Destroyed everyone he's been in the ring with. Without breaking a sweat. This dude was flying halfway across the ring with knees to Strowman.
God, he used fucking Sagat's Ultra. It was great.
It was insane.
And then when he was doing the regular suplexes, but he was just flinging them.
Yeah. Like, Bray doesn't stand a fucking chance. I don't know. Whatever. We'll I see. Love Bray Wyatt, but this is stupid and it's bad.
Abigail's gonna come. They're gonna do some juju magic. He's gonna get beefed up.
It's gonna be Nia Jax.
God damn it.
It'll be Eva Marie.
So, before we talk about the very end, let's run down the list.
We already said who won.
We will run down the list.
What list? Of entries?
Of entries.
All right. Roman Reigns was number one.
Yep.
Rusev was number two.
Mm-hmm.
Promptly eliminated. AJ Styles came in at number three. Yay.
Yay.
Motherfucker, though, they never let him in a hit a goddamn Styles Clash. I was getting so mad.
He almost did, but then Kevin Owens.
Like, on six different people.
Yep.
Like, you taunting bastards. Tyler Breeze. We forgot he still wrestles. He was there.
No.
Curtis Axel has officially been eliminated from the Royal Rumble.
True. Yes, it finally happened.
Jericho came in at six. He was in way too fucking long.
He was in a long time. He also, did he do Walls of Jericho?
No. Kane came in at seven. Then Goldust. Woo, exciting. The Ryback came in. Followed by Kofi Kingston. Titus O'Neil. R-Truth, we're getting some winners here. Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Stardust. The Big Show. Neville was in at 16, followed by Braun Strowman, who I still don't like. Kevin Owens hobbled his ass down to the ring.
Yeah.
Followed immediately by Dean Ambrose. Mm-hmm. So Kevin's got pumped to fight Ambrose. And then fucking Sami Zayn comes in.
That was good.
Owens lost his shit. He's like pulling his hair.
Fucking brr!
Then Eric Rowan waddled in. Mark Henry came down and then fell over the top rope. Brock Lesnar came in.
Yeah, destroyed.
Swagger came in. F5, he's out. The Miz walked down to the ring, saw Lesnar standing there, said, fuck you, and went and got on commentary for a while.
And
talked
that was
about
great.
Going to Miz-ney-land. Del Rio was 26. Then Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus. And shocker of all shockers.
Oh boy, who is number 30, Kyle?
Triple H.
Oh my god, it's not. Oh wow.
Oh my god. The only surprising thing was the final four was Sheamus, Triple H, Reigns, and Ambrose. Sheamus got eliminated.
And then we were like, god damn it.
And then Triple H chucks Roman Reigns out. And the final two is Ambrose and Triple H.
Very shocking.
This made me happy and pissed me off. It made me happy because the booking was smart. They didn't want people to shit on the end if it was Roman and Triple H left. But where that pissed me off is that means they know that the fans don't want to see Roman Reigns win. And they know the fans did not want to see.
They booed him every time.
So why do they keep pushing him and putting the fucking belt on him? Fans are not going to change their mind this way. They're not.
It's
it
like
doesn't
Vince,
work that way.
It's like Vince read about like Stockholm Syndrome is just trying it on the fans.
We'll make him like Austin and Bryan. No. The fans are the ones that pushed for them to push Daniel Bryan. The fans are the ones that got behind Austin after he said one line about Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
It was not the other way around. So, yeah, Triple H is the fucking champion.
Mm-hmm.
Who dogging? I'm excited.
There was at the end of the match, you saw there's that sliver of hope because number 30 was your pick. That Dean Ambrose was going to win, just so I didn't have to...
I was thinking of ways the word Triple H wouldn't win, and Roman wouldn't win, because I didn't want to see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for one pay-per-view. One. For the main event, for me to be able to say, wow, I didn't think they would win. I would love for that. And the Royal Rumble is one of the most predictable matches ever. I don't know why, though, if you were going to do this whole thing with Roman Reigns... But I couldn't keep his ass in that fucking ring and make him look strong. Nobody gave a fuck when he got eliminated. No one.
There are cheers.
Yeah.
More so cheers.
But the main reason people didn't care is he didn't fucking earn the right to be in there at the end. He sat out half the fucking match. In the back, drinking a soda pop.
Soda pop.
Chilling with Uncle Rocky. Whatever the fuck he's doing. Jerking off Seth Rollins because he's injured and hurts for him to do it himself. I don't know. Maybe he's playing with action figures against Adam Rose. Who the fuck knows?
Seth Rollins have those Build-A-Figures, the ones with, like, the armor and katanas. Yeah,
maybe him and Xavier Woods were doing a new episode of Up, Up, Down, Down.
Here we are on the back of the Royal Rumble, but, you know.
If you're going to put someone in at number one and book this whole thing, if it's one against all, one versus all, 29, keep him in the fucking ring. When you took him out, people stopped caring. They did immediately shit on him. They didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, like when I was talking about the Mick Foley thing, it was because that was my hope of what was going to happen. I saw the stretchers come out, so I was like, okay, they're going to say that Roman Reigns is really injured, and he's going to get on the stretcher, and he's going to fight through it, and he's going to come back. That didn't happen.
And no. And when he did come back, he wasn't hurt at all. He wasn't holding anything. He wasn't limping.
So it's basically like Charlotte after the bank statement, where she just didn't
sell Charlotte immediately. No, so fuck her. I don't get why they think we should like Roman Reigns. He's bland. I don't know if it's him or the booking, but someone there doesn't get how stories work. They've been for a week, 2 weeks, this whole 1 versus 29. And no, it wasn't. It was 1 versus 4, because it's all he fucking fought.
Yeah.
I mean, poor AJ Styles, but he got pinballed through this whole fucking match.
It was good, though, because I was scared when I saw that he was number three that he was not going to be there that long.
I knew if when you come in that early, he's going to be in there. Wow. When a big name comes in early, they're in for the long haul.
All I wanted was number 30, just
didn't happen.
No. One surprising thing, though, not in terms of appearances, but not appearing, I thought that Randy Orton was going to be in this.
I don't know what his injury is, or if he's, I don't know.
Is he even injured?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I thought he was just bored.
I thought there would be more than one NXT guy, considering they're in fucking Orlando. I thought there would be some old dude, like they always do.
Yeah, I was hoping like Scott Hall was just going to hobble out.
There's no Kevin Nash. There's no Jake. There's no Sergeant Slaughter. Sheiky Baby.
Yeah.
Like, no one.
I would have wanted, okay, this is what I would have wanted. Brock Lesnar to come out. Number 24, was it after Brock?
Yes.
Yes. Number 24, Scott Hall. Scott Hall walks out, sees Brock Lesnar, walks back. Just like,
that would have been great. Yeah, that's a Scott Hall thing to do. They could have shit-canned the fucking stupid ladder spot with R-Truth, and put fucking Virgil in there. I don't give a fuck. You know, just put some shit
person. Virgil comes out in a shirt that just says, buy my autograph.
Yeah. Enjoy that tenor, Virgil. You know, that's one of the big, even in the pre-show. Yeah, when they're young and they were talking about, what are your predictions for the surprise entrance? So I guess the surprise entrance in theirs were AJ Styles, which we all assumed. Sami Zayn, which I assumed an NXT guy would be in.
True, but yeah, I mean, we didn't know. I didn't think.
And Triple H, who everyone in the world knew was going to be in and win the Royal Rumble. It was just a matter of, is he 30 or is Vince going to add 31?
Yeah, see, I was going to say, our original prediction was that it was going to be Roman Reigns eliminates the 30 person, then Vince McMahon's like, hold up.
This is my Rumble, damn it.
This is my Rumble. Here, I'm going to add one more. And then it was going to be Triple H.
Yeah.
But we knew the Triple H was going to be in the Rumble regardless.
And we knew he was going to win. And he did. So, yay.
For a moment, I thought Dean Ambrose could do it.
He wasn't going to do it. There's no chance in hell. He had zero chance. Ambrose is not to the point where they're going to put both fucking titles on him. No.
You can always hope.
Well, you can hope it's over. He didn't win. Triple H won.
Overall.
I was hopeful for Bray Wyatt. I really wanted... They've been pushing him.
Oh, God.
And he got thrown out. Lackluster. He just got chucked out.
You know, I just looked over at your paper and I just saw Eva Marie. And for, you know, like a half an hour now, I've forgotten about it.
Yep, that's a shame. You're going to be rocking Mania with her as you watch the main event of Roman Reigns versus Triple H.
God damn it.
Because we want to see that. Remember when it worked for Dana Bryan? Remember? Remember? Hey, 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 you remember that? Hey. Hey, you're going to like that again. It's not going to work, dude. It's not. They had so much potential here with Cena out and Rollins out and Bryan out and Orton. Like, all your big stars are out. Why didn't they take this time to push someone new to try to fill it? But instead of bringing back fucking Triple H.
Who would you have pushed?
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
He needs it. He's earned it.
We've said this literally every single podcast.
He has earned a push. Him or Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
I would have had them win the belt.
You know, when I got Kevin Owens, I was pretty stoked because we both kind of thought that maybe he was going to win.
Like, those guys are so over. They can work the crowd. They can work the mic. They can work in the ring with anybody. They've earned a chance. And instead, he's going to be fed to Lesnar. Kevin Owens, who knows? He fought Sami Zayn. He beat up AJ. He eliminated AJ Styles.
Yeah. So they're either going to do AJ or, I mean, I think.
Or they could still continue Owens and fucking
Ambrose.
I hope not. Yeah. I'm kind of over it.
Yeah. Who else is Ambrose going to be against them?
Ziggler?
No, we're not going to put him with Ziggler.
I don't know. R-Truth?
No. Now you're just Ambrose and Kane feud.
That's the problem going into Mania now, since they didn't push anybody new. What are your matches? It's going to be the New Day versus somebody.
It'll probably be New Day versus Dudley's.
I'm guessing the Usos again.
Usos again? Okay.
As much as I don't want it to be.
I don't know. The only reason why I was thinking Dudley's is because I just don't really know how long they're going to be relevant, you know, and active.
Yeah, but I think if they keep hold the titles into Mania, that's when they're going to drop them.
Okay.
And you're going to have Reigns winning the title off Triple H. Spoiler, I'll tell you that right now. Ambrose fighting somebody. But other than that...
Yeah, because Cena's not going to be back.
But, Cena won't be back. Rollins won't be back. Orton might be. But Cesaro maybe.
I don't know what his injury is.
So. I have no idea. Somebody is going to fight The Undertaker.
Mm.
So you can already just mark them off the list of winning, which will probably be like a Kevin Owens.
Mm.
Or, yeah, because Bray will be fighting Lesnar most likely. So, fuck, my guess for shit.
Who is going to fight Undertaker?
Kevin Owens?
Yeah, I mean.
If God help me. What I would like to see if it's Taker's last match is Taker and Kane. As much as I don't want to see them fight, I think that would be a good match for both of them to retire on. Just go out the way to Kane. Because
officially just done.
Yeah.
I don't think they've said it yet, but I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame now, and come on.
Yeah, he's done. So, I mean, whatever.
Regardless of the future of WWE.
I'm not looking forward to Mania.
How did you feel about Rumble? Overall.
Overall, it was fine. It was, like I said, the Rumble, I always look forward to it. It's one of my favorite pay-per-views to watch. But I also will say it's one of the worst matches there is. Because it's just people get thrown over the top rope. There's no real big spots. And you always know who's going to win. But I still enjoy it. But the reason I enjoy it is the returns. And we really didn't have any.
I thought it was pretty entertaining. Yeah. But, again, we already knew that the end was going to spoil it.
We absolutely knew, yeah. I was excited. I was glad to see Becky Lynch fight. I wish she went on the title. I like the IC title match. Fuck the US title. I'm tired of seeing the fucking Usos.
You're so crazy.
Ugh. Hate them. Learn a new move.
Other than the New Day, what is your favorite
tag team?
They're
like Parappa
Rappa. Good.
Splash kick. My favorite tag team?
Other than the New Day. I said other than the New Day.
Would you consider the Wyatts a tag team?
No, they're not a real tag team.
Then there aren't any. The Vaudevillains?
Primetime players?
Fuck, I don't like
them. Come
on. The Dudleys? I don't know. I mean, there aren't any.
I have thought recently the tag team. They need to, I'd like some more. But then they put it together like the fucking Social Outcasts.
Well, they're putting together factions now.
Yeah.
Which New Day's really a faction. There's three of them. I want to see Rybacksel return.
Yeah.
I liked Rybacksel more than I should have.
I'm telling you, Ms. Tyler Breeze, that's all you need.
But they wouldn't have a cool name. Big Show needs to team with somebody because he always had the coolest names. Like they had the Miz Show.
Oh, that's right.
Or Show Miz.
Show Miz.
And the Jarrah Show.
God, who would he?
I forget what him and Cody. Did they take?
Bad.
I don't know. I might be making that.
I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you have new people coming in, people from NXT could come up. They need something. They need somebody. I'm looking at the 30 people that entered. They don't have a lot of power, like headlining star power.
Next pay-per-view.
Fastlane.
We'll see how it goes.
Fastlane's going to suck. It usually does. But it's just the build-up to Mania.
Yeah.
It's just that stepping stone pay-per-view, which is, it's not very good. Like, you know, titles aren't going to change hands. Nothing like that. But we'll watch it. And then we'll watch Mania with our special guest, Eva Marie.
So, yeah, you... We'll be posting on Twitter and Facebook pictures of me with Eva Marie.
Oh, yeah, making out with her during the Divas match.
And the thing that sucks the most about this is that the first thing that you said to do was that the loser had to buy a Triple H shirt.
No, I said Roman Reigns shirt. Yeah. And you're like, no. That's not embarrassing.
Because
enough.
I didn't think that either of us was actually going
to
get.
I was trying to make it tame for us. Like, just buy and wear a Roman Reigns shirt.
And then I was like, no, an Eva Marie shirt. And then I touched the Eva Marie on the WWE shop. And I saw
we realized she doesn't have a shirt.
God damn it.
This is your life now.
I have to own this. I have to order it. Yeah. I have to go online. Uh-huh. I have to have the fucking mail guy give me what probably says on it, WWE shop, Eva Marie stand up. So he's obviously going to be like, well, this guy's going to fuck this. Here you go, weirdo. I've already given you weird shit all the time from Amazon.
I think it's glorious.
It's not even going to come in cardboard. It's just going to come in like a plastic thing.
Plastic so you can
and
see
my,
it.
And then my mom's going to get it. I already have that Tomb Raider Lara Croft stand up in my room. Better add some fucking more.
Oh, this is amazing. See, the plus is if I would have lost, I would have just tucked it in one of the extra rooms and I wouldn't have had to look at it.
See, I have to look at it every day.
I would
have
just like put it in the closet.
I can't put it anywhere in my house.
Yeah, I would have just...
It has to go in my room.
I would have just chucked it in the hall closet and forgotten about it until that one day for 4 hours when I had to sit with it.
Eva Marie, I'm going to have... Oh my... there's nowhere in my room that I can think of that I can put it where I'm not going to see it.
Just put it on your bed.
No. No, 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 no. That's not, no. It's not going to go anywhere near my bed.
Just put it at the foot of your bed so every day when you wake up, you just see it.
No, because I can't even put it in my closet because I don't have doors on my closet. There's literally nowhere I can put it.
You made this bed. You chose.
What if it's double-sided? Then I can't even turn it.
It's not double-sided.
What if it is?
I'm pretty sure they're not double-sided.
What if it is and it's her making another pose?
How could it be another pose? It's a cutout.
It's just like a little vape.
No, I think you're... I think you'll be okay.
Whatever. Fucking, let's... I'm over this. I don't want to talk about this.
Alright, then just end it.
So next one is going to be Fastlane.
Fastlane.
And then WrestleMania.
Oh, man. We'll go from there.
Okay. All right. God damn it. Fucking shit.
Say bye, Lincoln.
Bye.
Brock Lobster.